Congress of Wonders here, and that guy that just left the stage, of course, you're all, I'm sure, familiar with, probably one of the reasons you came. Mr. Stuart Duncan on head.
Thank you, Daryl.
I'm Daryl, as you may know. And our other illustrious, mysterious man of the fiddle here, and among other instruments. You know, I try to talk about what he does, but it's impossible, really, because it's really beyond human comprehension, really. It's all happens somewhere in the fiddle ether. I'm not really sure what's going on, but
you're just not listening, man. You're just not listening.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll listen harder. The one and only, the very unique Bruce Molsky. The plan for the show is to do a bunch of solos and duets and occasional trio during the first half of the show, and then the second half of the show we'll do more large group things which utilize the various interactions among the various members of the group. And so I'm going to leave the stage here, much to some people's relief, I'm sure, and let Bruce do something magical with the fiddle. Thank you. He'll be right back. Man, how about that? How about that, Bruce? Yeah, there's, yeah, like I said. So, how many fiddle players do we have out there tonight? Well, we got a few. Let's see, what is that? That about 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 45? That's great. That's great. Well, you know, I get to stand right next to Bruce, and I can't figure out what he's doing either, but, and I just, you know, it's just nice to hear, you know. So, we're going to do a tune together that I was lucky enough to record with Bruce on his Rounder, that latest Rounder CD. And what is that called?
It's called Poor Man's Troubles, and named after a fiddle tune from West Virginia. It's not that I feel sorry for myself or anything. I could not be happier at this moment, to tell you the truth.
Even though as a... Bruce used to be a hydraulics engineer, and after switching to music as a full-time occupation, his income has skyrocketed to three figures annually. Yeah.
You know what they say, play old-time fiddle, make tens of dollars.
Actually, Bruce is transcending that category. He's up to dozens, actually.
I don't tell him. It might be somebody from the IRS out there. Well, here's a tune that comes from several different sources. Just an old song, kind of. It celebrated the advent of machinery coming in with the Industrial Revolution. But I just decided that was too happy, and being a good progressive that I am, I changed the words to make it a criticism of the fact that. That machinery had entered and kept people from working their hands to the bone.
Bummer.
And so, maybe we better just play. This is called Peg and All.
In 1800,
We'd like to bring on the first of our young Turks.
When you hear Rashad play, just think of a fiddle that got too big.
Don't look at me like that.
Mm-hmm.
speak.
I'm going to make a suggestion here. Next time any of you see a cello player at a bluegrass festival, please don't ask him if he put his bass in the wash or left his fiddle out in the rain. It gets... it's insulting.
Here's a couple of little old-time fiddle pieces for your listening pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Let's do something.
Where do you want to end up when we're done with that?
Let's end up with something like, I don't know, we could go into like Rebecca or something like that in B flat.
Okay.
Yeah, we can start with like sort of a B flat kind of. No, let's start with like D flat and then work our way to B flat.
Thank you, Daryl.
We're going to... Stuart Duncan. Yeah. We're going to play a request now, or actually, Stuart's going to play a request. It's my request, and that... we're just going to let Stuart go out here and do his own thing by himself. This is a situation you won't see much. Stuart is always being asked to play with other people. Bela Fleck, Dolly Parton... Nashville Bluegrass Band, me, the opportunity to hear somebody of Sir Duncan of Stewart's caliber on the fiddle is a rare one, where you get to hear the instrument by itself. So I'm excited about this. So I'm just going to turn him loose.
We might have to do the same thing to you later.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's see, here's a tune that I've just recorded in a hopefully soon to be released second album for Rounder Records. This one is, unless I get a phone call from Vassar Clements saying that I can't, I'm going to probably make this the title tune. It's called Fiddler's Pastime. He wrote this with Bill Monroe back in the 50s. Vassar did. And I learned it from a Kenny Baker recording of it first, and then found out there was a third part. Later on.
Thank you.
right. Well, that was the Lee Highway Blues. It was a classic. And now we'd like to play another classic. This is, it's kind of like folk music to some of us old people. And it's interesting. I guess you hadn't heard this before, huh, Stuart? Or you'd heard it on a TV show or something.
I heard it down through the years.
Down through the years. It's been a good tune. It's been good to us down through the years, this tune.
And I didn't actually have the record. Unlike a lot of people.
Unlike a lot of people. But, you know, you don't need to have it because, you know, everybody else has it. You know? This tune is called I Get By With a Little Help From My Friends. And I got to record it on the Diary of a Fiddler record with Martin Hayes. And, you know, what's interesting is that I actually I wrote out parts, did this fancy arrangement, and then I found out Martin didn't really read music, and... then I asked Stuart to play it with me for this concert, and I found out Stuart doesn't really read music, and so these guys just memorized their part, and I'm still sitting here with my cheat sheet for my own darn arrangement. I don't know what. Well, you know. But I know that some of the greatest violin players actually do read music and play, so I don't feel too awful bad about it. But yeah, who was? Do you know who the first guy to say that was? Somebody said, asked, well, do you read music? And the answer, of course, is not enough to hurt my playing.
Right.
But don't look at that. Don't look at that because it'll, you know, you'll get distracted and.
And it's, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
You know, there are. I wasn't sure. But I couldn't read the part where it said Lennon McCartney anger. That's the only reason he had sheet music printed for this, is so that he could read that. Do it for that.
I just can't stop reading. You know, I just like to look at that and say, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, that's nice. You know, it's not bad. I like that. I like the sound of that. Okay.
It works for them.
It works for them. Well, let's just not say anything about it, shall we? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we're just about the end of the first section here, the first episode, and we'd like to bring out everybody now, all the various players, and we're going to do one tune. Yeah, there's Brittany, there's Bruce, and Shad showed up, and we're going to do a tune here, and then we're going to take a break. Everybody gets the brownies, and then we'll be back with more of the large band situation, larger band. And then more stuff. I know that we have some wonderful special guest musicians who have showed up tonight to play with us, and we'll get to that too. And then we'll play some more, and then it ends, and then we all go home and we sleep well, I hope. And, nobody's fooled us into anything we didn't want to get fooled into. Okay. Being April Fool's Day, of course.
Hey, Daryl. Did you know that the word gullible isn't in the dictionary?
No. Really?
Yeah.
Is that because it's such a unique term?
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't know that.
I don't know.
Is there a synonym for unique?
Does monosyllabic describe itself?
What are you guys doing, man?
You may ask yourself these questions later in school.
Wait, am I going to be tested? Can we just play this tone, please?
Picking the devil's eye.
All right.
Whose fiddle is this? Thank you.
Welcome back, folks. So this is the part of the show in which we do the more people on stage at one time, and we'll start here with a number called the Carroll County Blues.
Thank you.
Carroll County Blues. Let's get Rashad Eggleston up here. Thank you. Here's a little tune called Old Anger Feel Like You. Or Old De Anger Feel.
No tongue can tell. Thank you. Thank you.
That's Scott Nygaard. He'll be back. This is the Bemsha Swing.
Thank you.
Kabemshi Swing, thank you. Okay, everybody stand up and stretch. Stretch. John Henry.
Thank you.
Henry.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you. Brittany Haas, Rashad Eggleston, Bruce Molsky, and Stuart Duncan.